Welcome to the Bonanza Boys. It's your host, it's your commissioner, it's your league champion, Manager Steele, coming at you hot. Here to talk about that final week 24 action. As always, joined by my co-host, Manager Matt. How you doing?
Steele, doing pretty well. A couple of tight matchups for the podium finishes, but yeah, you got it done. Congratulations.
Thank you, much
to the chagrin of the rest of the
sure.
league.
And I had a fun little April Fool's joke for the boys, and got manager right. As if I'm going to leave on the eve of my third leading championship here. Manager Michael called me up in tears. He's like, oh, please don't go. And I was like, don't worry, Manager Michael. It's just a joke. But
he's pretty emotional. I'm sure he would have responded to that. That sounds right. My roommate pulled an April Fool's prank on me, and he just hid in the coat closet. And before I left to work, he just jumped out, and I was like, "That's not a prank. You just scared the shit out of me at 6:30 in the morning."
That's a great prank. When does he normally wake up?
But that's not a prank. He depends. He goes to work a bunch of different times. I think he was off.
That's dedication.
He hid in the coat closet, and then he held. What did he do? He had a garage door opener in his hand, just in case I didn't get a coat, so that he could close the garage every time I opened it. But he didn't have to do that.
Oh, well, that's a good prank by
Skyler. Then Angela and I got him. Yeah. Angela and I got him back by. Oh, what did we do? We did two things. They were so stupid. We just took all the. We have like a whole bunch of bags of chips, and we took them all and switched them all into different packages. So you would like go to the get the Doritos, and they were actually like these pretzel crackers. And then he'd be like, ah, shit, they swapped them. And then he'd go to get the pretzel crackers, and it was actually regular chips. It was a three-way.
It was a full-on switcheroo.
Yeah, he must have lost it. I actually don't know if he's even seen them. I just know where they are now. So when I need a snack, I know heat-seeking vision towards the Doritos. It was fun.
Well, glad to hear it. Why don't we hop into our first matchup here, the third place showdown between manager Matt Poppy, Stash Poppy, and manager Ryan with Stammer Time. This was an 8-3 victory for manager Ryan, whose team rallied after their controversial exit in the semifinal round. But there were a lot of close categories here. Manager Ryan managed to get faceoff wins by one. They had a whopping 204 to 203 faceoff wins. So it was a big week for them in that category. And then manager Matt, I believe, managed to flip one of the goalie categories on the final Sunday, and they tied plus minus as well. And power play points, manager Ryan only won by one as well. So lots of close things here. I think it was pretty much good for manager Ryan, provided a miracle didn't happen. But walk us through Ryan's strong players here.
Yeah, and only six shots for Ryan on... he only won by six shots, and on Sunday, Ryan had 15 shots, and manager Matt Poppy had 37. So that was quite the gap closed by manager Matt T. But Ryan got the dub here. We'll take a look at his team, strong performers, and there was a number of them. He had a good week. We'll start with Joel Eriksson Ek, four assists, plus six, 12 shots, 29 faceoff wins, and nine hits. Kadri with three assists, plus two, six shots, 23 faceoff wins, four hits and a block. Steven Stamkos, three goals and three assists, plus six, one power play point, six shots on goal, 20 faceoff wins. Man, all these plus sixes. How does he manage to tie plus minus? But Pasternak, I mean, he's been incredible all season. Five goals, one assist, two power play points, a whopping 24 shots on net, two faceoff wins, two hits, two blocks. Dougie Hamilton with 3 points, Chandler Stevenson with 3 points. It didn't come back to bite you, but that was a drop on your part. Zach Hyman with three goals and an assist as Edmonton's really chugging along. Alex Barkov with five assists. And in net, it was UC Saros with two games started, one win, a 151, and then goals against and a 955 save percentage. Actually, all three goalies are pretty good. Markstrom's save percentage was only 887, but three games started, two wins, and a 293 goals against is not bad, especially considering some of his other performances this season. And Jake Oettinger, 3 games started, 2 wins, a 2.05 goals against, and a 909 save percentage.
Yeah, it was a decent week in the goalie cats for manager Ryan, for sure. I know Flames fans are cringing at the mention of Mr. Nazem Kadri, as he had some terrible turnovers last night. But at the same time, like, what is Zadorov doing on that 2-on-1? Like, the guy in the middle passes, and he just, like, we're worried about the guy 15 feet off the center of the ice from that angle, and he just lets the pass go back through. I was like, oh my goodness. Anyways, I digress. We got the Flames-Winnipeg game going on to be my left here pretty quick. But looking at the strong players from teams that did make playoffs, manager Matt Poppy, we got Vinny Trocheck here, a goal, 3 assists, 9 shots with 39 faceoff wins and 9 hits and a block. Jake Guentzel had a pretty decent week here with 3 goals, 2 on the power play, 11 shots, 3 hits, 5 blocks. As we scroll down here, we had Mr. Sam Reinhart. Fuck me. 2 goals, 6 assists, plus 4, 3 power play points, 8 shots, 21 faceoff wins, 4 hits, and 3 blocks. So he really came alive once he left my team here. And then we had a trio of very strong goalie performances here, led by, I guess in this case, Samsonov. He had 2 games started, 1 win, a 148 goals against, and a 950 save percentage. But as I said that's the lowest save percentage of the three, with Nedeljkovic winning his 1 start, 2 goals against, and 956. And Phoenix Copley just getting the 1 start, but he won it, 1 goals against, and a 962 save percentage. So an excellent peripheral week from those three, but one guy did manage to torpedo it in terrific fashion.
Yes, and we'll look at the weak performers for Ryan. Not too many, because, I mean, he had 37 assists to Matt T's 17, so points were kind of coming in everywhere. Let's take a look. Anze Kopitar with only 2 assists, Ovechkin only 1 assist and -3, and 4 shots, which is odd for him, but 19 hits. So he was playing angry out there. I have to imagine, yeah, a couple guys picked up for just one game, so not worth mentioning them. Marcus Foligno, no points, -3, 4 shots, 11 hits. And that's it. I mean, overall, pretty good week. People who didn't get the points were contributing in other ways. So not worthy of the mention on the underperformers.
Yeah, no, it was definitely a strong week for manager Ryan. On the weak side for manager Matt Poppy, we'll start off with the one in net. Jonathan Quick just had the 1 start. He led in 6 goals in 2 periods of action for 9 goals against and an 824 save percentage. So he got lit up versus Edmonton there, and that, from the looks of it, hurt manager Matt quite a bit. I assume he would have won goals against without that. And then looking at it, Matthews just had the 2 points. He did do decent on the 14 shots, 26 faceoff wins, so we'll leave him alone. Willie Nylander, though, just the 1 goal with 10 shots, but a whopping -5. So that's not what you want to see.
Yeah, he's been struggling. Yeah.
He managed to pick up David Perron for the 1 game that he didn't get any power play points in, and points on a streak there. So, you know, it's just the 1 game, but tough luck there. As we go down, we had Jamie Benn, once again, kind of similar to Nylander, just the 1 goal, -5, as that came on the power play, 4 shots, 14 faceoff wins, 6 hits, and 2 blocks. So, for a guy who'd had a couple wild weeks in a row, that was a disappointing one for him in the final week of the season. So we keep going down. Deneau was pointless, -2. He was doing well. He did get the 31 faceoff wins, but that's not great. Lars Eller, I imagine that was for 3 games. Yeah, it was pointless. Just the 4 shots, 17 faceoff wins. That was Bukestad. Where did I see Eller? Eller was right above him. Was also pointless. 1 shot, or sorry, +1, 2 shots, 5 faceoff wins. So not doing great there. But besides that, you know, the rest of the guys chipping in, you know, pretty well.
I think the MVP for this one is maybe a little bit tough to pick. Man, it's like, no, there's a few people who did really well on Ryan's team, but only in a few categories. Maybe like Pasternak seems like obvious, but then Ryan lost goals by five, and that's pretty much all he did. Zach Hyman with the three power play points was pretty big.
Yeah, I'm almost tempted to go with
what do you think here?
Stamkos with a pretty even stat line, three goals, yeah. Three assists, plus six, which they tied. He had one more power play or one power play point, which he won by one. He won shots by six, 20 face-off wins to win that by one. So obviously other players would also have won and lost those categories, but for me that works.
Yeah, that's only over three games too. So I think, yeah, good. Stamkos is a good pick. And with that, to the matchup that everyone's been waiting for, the gold medal finals between manager Mitch and team Top Scheifele and manager Steele and team Nelly Spaghetti. Now, there is no drama or suspense here. I think you came storming into the podcast with your proclaiming your victory. So, yeah, this was a 7-5 victory for you. It was closer in number, but a lot of the categories were not close. You won goals by eight. Mitch won assists by two. You won plus minus by six. Power play points by three. Shots by 60. 182 shots. Is kind of crazy.
It is high.
Yeah. How many did they have? 151. Yeah, that's a lot. 186 face-off wins, 114 hits. You're one face-off wins by 31, hits by nine, blocks by eight, and then Mitch swept the goalie categories. So those were his, and he did have an incredible goalie week. But so you got the dub. Was it ever in doubt? How did you feel coming into the Sunday or the Saturday?
I was feeling good on like the Wednesday, Thursday, and then my guys really didn't score on Friday, Saturday. That kind of putting it into more doubt. And I fucked up on the John Gibson. I thought I was going to get two games started, so I could at least tie, if not win, that category, which would make it a lot harder for manager Mitch. Because yeah, as you said, like assists were in play, plus minus, and power play points were in play. The rest I thought I had pretty well, so I think I only needed to win one more of those to do it. So I felt decently comfortable, but it was not a runaway by any means. Manager Mitch had some strong performances here. We'll start off with Boone Jenner, a goal and assist, 11 shots with a whopping 42 face-off wins, 7 hits, and 2 blocks. Scheifele kind of had a bounce back week here, 3 points, one on the power play, 5 shots, 16 faceoff wins. Now that I'm looking at it, it's not that great. JT Miller. And yeah, so I picked up Besser because I was like, oh, Miller's been super hot. Hopefully I can get a piece of that action if he goes off. And then he didn't really do great over the weekend, but to start the matchup, he had 3 assists, minus 3, 1 power play point, 7 shots on goal, 42 faceoff wins, 13 hits and 4 blocks. Timo Meier with 3 points. Alec Tuck, man, I don't know why I didn't pick him up. 3 goals, 1 assist, plus 4, 1 power play point, 13 shots, 2 hits and a block. So be interesting to see how high these Buffalo guys go next year, now that the expectations are there. As we go down, and then Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. Yeah, so this one kind of stung. He had 5 points in his first game of the week, to go with 2 goals and 6 assists, 5 power play points, plus, yeah, it was crazy. It was wild. 9 shots, 5 faceoff wins, and 3 hits. So that's, yeah, it's no great there on the faceoff wins, but that's, you know, you're getting 5 power play points, who cares? As we scroll down, I mean, Jake McBain even had 3 assists to go along with 16 shots and 17 faceoff wins, so that was pretty good. But in net, yeah, he had an unreal week. Sorokin, Shesterkin.
Yeah, 16 faceoff wins and 17 hits. He was throwing the body around.
They could be all grouped together, but they've deserved it here. Sorokin, 4 games started, 2 wins, a .222 goals against, a .929 save percentage. And that was where he also had, he got lit up on the Saturday to the tune of 4 goals. And I imagine what was a little over a period or something. So he got the start again on Sunday, which was pretty big for manager Mitch, and had a good game to end the week. Shesterkin, 3 games started, 2 wins, a .202 goals against, and a .933 save percentage. And Ranta, his pickup on the Saturday, got the shutout. So it really sealed those categories. After Sorokin's mishap, I was like, oh, maybe I will have a chance to flip those. But then Ranta had the shutout, so it was a moot point.
Yeah, and talk about a cakewalk of a shutout. 14 yeah. shots against Montreal, and they won 3-0. It's like, makes you feel like someone like me could get a shutout against the Habs. It's my turn to be the e-bug and have it work in favor against the Habs rather than against the Leafs. But we'll look at your strong performers. No shortage here of Evgeny Malkin with 5 assists, 2 power play points, 17 shots, 15 faceoff wins, 2 hits and a block. And where was I here? Darnell Nurse with 3 goals, 18 shots, 6 hits and 8 blocks. Aforementioned Mo Sider with 5 assists plus 3, 2 power play points, 6 shots, 9 hits and 5 blocks. So a good strong finish. Leon Draisaitl, 5 goals, 3 assists plus 5, 3 power play points, 16 shots, 52 faceoff wins, 5 hits and 3 blocks. He is a beast, and Edmonton is just an absolute oasis for offensive output right now. I mean, Nugent Hopkins has 99 points. It's ridiculous. So they're gonna have 300 point players. It's like a cheat code. I don't even remember where Nugent Hopkins went in the draft, but it was not as high as he's ranked like 20th or something, 18th right now. Kucherov with a goal and 3 assists and plus 5. Bowen Byram with 2 goals and an assist. And in net, Connor Hellebuyck with 3 games started, 2 wins, a 2.00 goals against, and a 931 save percentage.
Yeah, and there were some, well, I was, you know, obviously I was watching as many of the games as I could, and was watching the Edmonton game versus the Ducks, and you know, I definitely felt there was some assists taken off the board. If it was Fiala's stat tracker, I would have had at least 2, if not 3 or more, but didn't end up mattering in the end. I will say it felt like faceoff wins in this matchup were extremely hard to come by on the weekend, minus a couple guys who had big outputs, but because I definitely thought we were going to get a lot more than we did, and that did not materialize. Weak players for manager Mitch. He had Nick Dowd for, I believe, 4 games. It was a in-week pickup. Was pointless, minus 1. Did get the 20 faceoff wins, which is primarily why I think he was there, with 5 blocks, but 8 hits and 2 shots on goal as well. Martin Nikash, he didn't want to hurt his owner that he already hurt so much last season. Was pointless, minus 4, just the 11 shots, 8 faceoff wins, and 3 hits. So I wonder if he is still the point leader for Carolina, as he looks to have a bit of a dry stretch there. As we keep going here, other than that, you know, most guys did well. Dallin, I mean, he had just had the 2 assists, but 4 hits, 4 blocks, 4 shots. Probably not exactly what he was hoping for when he traded for him, but not the worst outcome. And then the rest, you know, there were pickups in the week and drops in the week. So overall, his big guys typically came to play. Timo Meier, I did not have as great of a stint with New Jersey so far as I thought he would. So we'll see if he can get acclimated a little better. And they haven't signed him, right? He'll be a free agent next year.
I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm like 50-50.
Yeah, so we'll see. Right. I imagine he probably ends up there.
I think want to sign him.
We'll see what happens.
There's a pretty big Swiss contingent in New Jersey as well. And he's Swiss. So I think that could play a factor.
Still a great season from manager Mitch. He's improving each time, which we love to see. And he's only got one more step to take to join that small but elite circle of champions here. As we were saying before here, there's some magic in the Bonanza Boys here, as they've won the past 3 matchups with 2 finals appearances apiece.
Oh, yeah. Yep, we start digging into all these numbers and looking at these players week in, week out at the draft. It's just like a Ouija board for who I have to take, and then it just is. Well, I mean, not the same, but it's.
I hear you.
the spirits were a little, they were off the board a little bit.
It's like the chicken sexers.
I loved my draft. That's okay.
You know, have you heard of the chicken sexers? That's
no, I have no idea what you even said.
They sort baby chicks into gender.
And oh. Like,
there's no way to know how to do it unless you just watch somebody do it repeatedly and then you just get it. It's pretty insane. But anyways, MVP, who are you going with here?
You just want to blow right past your typical champion.
My
apologies.
Go for it.
He's just his ears stuffed with glitter from the after party. Yeah, so Bo Horvat, I mean, you were griping him a little bit. Just a goal, no assists, minus one, six shots, only 26 faceoff wins, two hits and a block. John Tavares with one goal, no assists, minus four. Did have 38 faceoff wins, though. Victor Arvidsson, one assist, minus two. Tom Wilson, no points, minus four. What a true disappointment he's been for you this season. Like, I mean, you were stoked to get him as late as you did in the draft and have him come back from injury.
And his
like
first two games were so good after injury. And then he got injured again, I think, briefly. Or maybe that was Pacioretty I'm thinking of. But either one. And I was just like,
I think that was Pacioretty didn't get injured briefly.
Pacioretty definitely got injured. Oh, he did. Pacioretty got injured like two games after he came back. Came back for like three more games and then was out for the season. But yeah, no, Wilson was a disappointment.
Oh, yeah, you're
Tavares,
right.
I will say, did provide a little breathing room with those 20 faceoff wins on the Sunday.
Yeah, 20 faceoff wins in minus four against Detroit. And not a great look, but we're on with Brock Besser, I think, was just the one
two,
game. So
yeah.
Two games. So yeah, not great. Just a goal. Who else here? Jake Sanderson. That was just one game. No points in minus three with three shots and four blocks. Radko Gudas, no points, but did have 18 hits and 12 blocks. So that's strong for him, especially in the blocks.
Yeah.
That's strong for him. He's normally not a double digit blocker, I would say. And in net, John Gibson, just the one start, no wins, a 6.44 goals against and an 861 save percentage. But you were just trying to get starts and maybe with a little luck, some wins at that point, because Mitch's peripheral goalie stats were incredible. And that was, I mean, before Sorokin kind of blew up on Saturday against Tampa, untouchable.
It wasn't gonna happen.
It was like, I don't even remember what it was. It was like six games started, four wins, like a 1.2 and a 950 or something like that. It was, you can't make up ground on that.
No,
really?
No, or you can't count on it at least. Yeah. And Vanacek, I think Skinner definitely had a better week than him. I'm not sure if Skinner managed to get three starts. I know that's what I was a little bit worried about, but you know, whatever. Can't hate.
I don't think Campbell's starting at all.
Well, Campbell got, I think, two starts last week. Cause he started the Monday. And then I think he started.
They're really
one
trying
more.
To give him any opportunity to dig out of that absolute mine that he's found himself in.
But you know, all's well that ends well. And I'll just have to make up in the draft for not having a couple of those picks. But now we can get to MVP.
Yeah, you'll be on the other side, right? This past draft, you had a plethora of sixth rounders. And now you'll be working with a little less draft capital. It'll be interesting to see both ways. But MVP, I think this is pretty clear cut. But who would you pick from your own?
I'm assuming
squad?
You're going with Draisaitl. He did
have
a beastly
plus five, three power play points, 16 shots, 52 faceoff wins, five hits, and three blocks. What a monster week! There's no one else even close. If you had done decently in the goalie categories with respect to manager Mitch, Hellebuck would earn a shout. But I mean, it's been Draisaitl all season for
it
you
has,
anyway.
And
so,
I need to find a Kelowna Rockets jersey, because there's no chance in hell I'm getting an Oilers jersey.
Did he play for Kelowna?
And he also played for, I think, St. Petersburg? St. Albin, maybe?
Oh, CSK St. Petersburg or something like that?
They're not. They look like knights, but they're not knights.
You should get a German national jersey.
I was thinking about the German
jersey
one, too, and I was like, but do I really want a Germany jersey? I don't know. For hockey, it seems
well, I mean, WHL would... I bet you a WHL Draisaitl jersey
it's
would be
tough
expensive.
To find because like Kelowna, like the Rocket store doesn't
what I mean, yeah.
hold them in stock anymore, obviously. Although I figured they probably have their you know, current superstars they'd keep around, but I digress. So that was it. That won the match. You know, it hasn't fully set in yet because I haven't seen the Calgary Boys. You're the first face of the league I've seen since the win. So I've just been celebrating myself as usual. But
celebrating with some video games and some Lego.
Some Legos,
and I hope you treated yourself to a pizza or something like that.
I didn't, but I did get a McFlurry. I did do the McFlurry. So yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's always good. Yeah, congrats. A good win. Definitely not. Has anyone really gone wire to wire on the season?
I want to say my second season was pretty dominant, but I think we've had a few where, I feel like Brendan's was, well, actually, Brendan didn't win. With the championships, a tough.
He's going to love that little drop.
It is a tougher ask.
There's been some good teams for sure. Ryan was obviously at the top of the heap for the majority, almost the whole year.
I will say,
but just couldn't squeak
through. My boys
through.
Have not lost since I think January 2nd. So
really,
that was the
2023
last
loss. Is the year of the Gibson.
There was one tie in there. That's with exciting. Manager Ryan at the very end of the regular season, but the boys figured it out and started rolling.
That's what you love to see.
Indeed.
And no look-aheads this week. We're heading into the off-season, so everyone's got to...
Checking my phone, Yahoo app.
How many
honestly,
times
it, wasn't
Yahoo
too
app been...
it wasn't too many. It wasn't too many, because I knew. I just felt so empty. So then I'd go to like Reddit Hockey instead, and I'd be like, this is boring. This is all the same shit.
Yeah, there's no personal touch. Yeah. And I mean, I know that I'm out and I still look at Yahoo. It's not like in a
this
mistake.
Guy,
I just go in and see how my boys have done on like a
this
night.
This guy comes in messages. He's like, hey, for some reason I can't drop somebody so I can activate Talbot. And I'm like, what are you talking about right now? He's like, yeah, my roster. I'm like, Matt, you're out. There's there's no matchup for you,
fight till
for
the
you
end.
To win. Like you're officially locked into your spot. And he's like, oh, you know, I just want to motivate the guys.
Well, I mean, if the situation, I understand, obviously. I just wanted to see the stat line, see how Talbot does. Anyone can perform when they're on the bench. So,
true.
And I was going to drop Joel Hoffer, who had been, not DFA'd, sent down to the AHL. I'm like, well... But it wouldn't even let me drop him. So to move Talbot off the IR, it's like, geez, my roster's really locked. So then I asked, I was like, so what would happen if I switched Talbot with Paige Thompson, who was, he was out at the moment. And I was, then I would have four goalies. Would you be forced to drop my latest goalie? And you were like, can you shut up? There's zero.
I had forgotten
you
about that.
You forced
part.
My hand to drop.
That was
like,
big part.
It's not hurting anyone. Just give me my fourth goalie. Let me.
I was like, what player am I going to hit the wire here? But I guess, I mean, if Hoffer was inactive, I don't know. I probably would have let it roll. Obviously, you know, fuck. I hate when you do stupid hypothetical shit like this. Like, Matt, can you just leave?
Well, it's just.
You clearly. I'm you weren't used to not having a lineup to set in the final week here after being doing the distance 2 years in a row.
Testing the rigidity of the rules, I think. Seeing if they're more guidelines. It was a good season.
It was lots of fun.
Got to get some more content. We have some things in the works for the thirsty listeners who want to hear some more content now that the season is done. Gotta do some legwork, but that I'm looking forward to it.
No, it was a great season. Obviously I'm happy with the result, but thanks for tuning in all season. We, as manager Matt said, we do have some fun things coming out for your thirsty listeners, but you got any final thoughts for everybody?
You know, see everyone. I'm sure everyone's already starting to think about the draft. I don't know if there's any off days in this in our league. The draft is just the most tantalizing part every year. So like as soon as I was out, I was looking at like filter by the top, you know, season ranked like top players, and like, oh, especially because I have some higher draft picks. I'm like, okay, what's my strategy going to be? What kind of goalies can I get? What kind of, you know,
oh, I hear you. When I had those six rounders, I was just fixating on what I was going to do. And then I got people I didn't expect were going to be there at all. I really remember out of the draft, Matt Poppy, Stash Poppy didn't like his draft at all. But the pretty good season result for somebody who was disheartened after draft night.
Oh man, 2/5, 2/7, 2/8, and 2/9. That is a lot of picks.
Yeah, we'll see if you're able to make use of them.
And yeah, and then manager Mitch with the, I mean, he did sell. You and him sold the most high picks. Actually, you sold your 7th and your 8th, and Mitch sold his 5th, 7th, and 8th.
And I feel like Mitch sold last year too, didn't he? Because he made that trade to get Shesterkin. Was there other trades he made? I can't remember. But he definitely didn't have his 5th.
I can't remember either.
So, anyways.
I just remember Brandon not having a pick for three rounds. That's pretty much my
And there's some, is it Jags? So somebody doesn't have their for like
and Jags
four
who didn't
round,
have his first four, rounder.
No, but he doesn't have like a pick for like four rounds or something. Somebody does, but.
Yeah, he doesn't have an 8th to an 11th. Inclusive.
Anyways.
So, but he gets those first four rounds, but
that's a whole nother show. Spoiler alert. But yeah, thanks for tuning in. It feels great to be back at the mountaintop. I missed it. And, you know, first time in the history of the rebrand that Team Nelly Spaghetti won the ship. So, only, you know, was happy this rebranding took 2 years to get our feet down, but, we sure found them.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was this year that you released Nelly Spaghetti or last year. So it's a good thing I didn't say anything in the group message. In the first year of his new rebranding, and then I just get absolutely raked over the coals.
It was either 2 or 3 seasons, because it was right after, I thought it was after my loss to you in finals. I think that's what it was. Yeah,
I think it was, I'm pretty sure it was last year, but you would know better than I. Anyways, I think we might be rambling here
just a little bit.
But,
when do we not?
When do we not? People love it.
I hope so. Alrighty. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.